Next Sunday, Manchester gets its first and only chance to see a memory quilt, which remembers the orphaned child survivors of the Nazi concentration camps. Known as the Boys, the 732 child survivors were brought over to Britain at the end of the Second World War. Julia Burton from the Holocaust Survivors 45 Aid Society. Tell us more. First of all, tell us, how did the idea for this quilt come about?
Well, we were thinking, wondering really what we could do to commemorate the 70th anniversary and sort of to honour our parents in 2014, a year before the 70th anniversary. And we were wondering whether we should make some kind of sculpture or a work of art. Mm-hmm. And I'd seen a quilt a few years earlier, and it sort of stuck in my head. And I just thought, what a lovely thing to make. Everybody could contribute, all the families of all the survivors. And that's kind of how it came about, really.
Right, so it was your idea, really, was it?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, you can take the credit, Julia. It's all right, don't be modest.
Thank you.
So who has put this quilt together? You haven't done all that yourself as well, have you?
No, amazingly, I had a wonderful team of volunteers who helped me and worked tirelessly on embroidering squares and bringing people's ideas to life and making it all a reality, and four key players who actually helped put the actual quilts together.
Right. And so, I mean, actually, the physical embroidering must have taken ages.
It all took a very long time. We have some amazing maps that were embroidered. We wanted to include everybody, and we couldn't reach all 732. And there were some survivors, we knew where they came from, but we didn't have very much else on them. So we've embroidered their names into maps of the various countries they came from. And we also had a lot of volunteers embroidering their people's names. We didn't know where they came from at all, so their names are in the border. This way, all 732 of these children are included.
So just describe the quilt to us. What does it look like?
It's a very colourful, joyous sort of explosion of life and energy. It's absolutely beautiful to see. We've made a book, which is also lovely, but when you see the squares in the flesh, yeah, the colours and the energy, they're just gorgeous.
Yeah, I can imagine. So, and how did people react to the concept of a memory quilt? Because it's a bit of an unusual idea, isn't it?
It is quite an unusual idea. I think people were very sceptical in the beginning. Not everybody could kind of get it. You know, I was saying, you know, here's a square of fabric, 30 centimetres square. You know, celebrate your parent or grandparent's life in that square. And it was like, whoa, how do I do that? But once we sat and talked about the person's life story and all the different elements and brought some, you know, could visualise things, then
yes,
it all started to happen. We had photographs, everything, all sorts.
Yeah. Now, the boys themselves, the survivors, obviously had a very traumatic start to their lives. I'm just wondering, how have they reacted to this?
I think the boys, when they saw it unveiled last year at the 70th anniversary, I think they were quite wowed. It's a sight to behold, really. And I think for them to see the celebration of their individual lives there permanently, mm-hmm, made their legacy, you know, that in something,
yes,
not just a book or a story. It's something quite different.
Yeah, and I mean, was it in any way a cathartic experience for them, do you think?
Oh, definitely. I think particularly for some second and third generation. I remember speaking to one lady who was second generation. Her father had died about 17 years ago when her own daughter was just one, so her daughter never knew, yeah, the grandfather who was a survivor. And when I told them about the project, she sat down, this second generation lady, with her daughter and started telling her about her own father. And the daughter never heard these stories before, and you know, it was a real link to the past, and she felt she'd got to know her grandfather at the age of 17.
So in some ways the quilt has been a trigger to explain the Holocaust to younger generations.
Definitely. And I think the quilt is also good at that, because it's very accessible. It's an amazing learning resource. Children are really you see them, they really engage with it. They want to know all the stories, or what do all these little things mean. There's so much going on in there.
Yeah, and you're a second generation Holocaust survivor yourself, aren't you?
I am, that's right, yeah.
So how has the experience been for you?
You know, it's been an honour for me, really. I think, you know, having grown up knowing a lot of the boys and,
yes,
understanding what it is to be a child of a Holocaust survivor, for me to speak to the survivors, I had an instant connection with them, really, and the second generation, of course, and I kind of understood you know, where they were coming from.
Yeah.
But, I was in a very privileged position, really, to talk to so many people and hear their stories firsthand. Yeah. And then, when it came to do my own father's square, well, needless to say, probably my family's square was the last one to be made. but we did it in the end.
Yeah. Now, the quilt's coming to Manchester next Sunday.
That's right.
This is the first time it's been to Manchester, so why is it taking so long?
Well, after we unveiled it last year, it went to Birmingham to the Festival of the Quilts. Then it went to Beth Shalom in Nottingham. Then it was quite a few months at the Jewish Museum in London. And it's actually going to Windermere, and we thought we'd come via Manchester because there are quite a few boys in Manchester. And it will go to Windermere to the Lake District Holocaust Project for the whole summer.
Okay. So, I mean, it's a one chance only, isn't it, that I understand? So blink and it's gone?
Well, only at the moment. You never know. we'll see. But it's quite a big thing to exhibit, and you need quite a lot of space. It's not as straightforward as one thinks. When you see, you know, it's about 8 meters by 2.25 meters. You need a very big room to hang it. Yeah.
Wow. So if anyone wants to go and see the quilt, what do they need to do?
They should contact the Menorah Synagogue and speak to Vicky Garson, who's the cultural director, and get tickets, basically.
Okay, well, the Menorah Synagogue can be contacted on their website, which is www.menorah.org.uk, or by phone on 0161 428 7746. Julia, very quickly, can you just tell us a bit about the 45 Aid Society? Because, of course, this quilt is only a tiny part of what you do.
The 45 Aid Society was established in the early 60s. The boys had settled down into new lives, and they really wanted to support each other and also to give back. So they organize events, they go to schools and talk, and they also raise money to give back, particularly to World Jewish Relief, who had brought them over here in the first place.
Okay. Well, Julia, it sounds obviously the cause is very worthy. And in fact, people can find out more about the 45 Aid Society on your website, can't they?
That's right. It's www.45aid.org, and all the stories about the boys are on there, the quilts, lots of information, definitely worth a look at.
Thanks for speaking to us, and we look forward to seeing the quilt at Menorah Synagogue on Sunday.
My pleasure. Thanks.
Thanks.